project. Page 90. Exercises 3 and 4.
Ruby, it's your team's turn now.
We're going to speak against the statement, social media is harming language. First of all, we'd like to talk about new words. The way we see it, social media is helping to increase our vocabulary. To illustrate my point, there are a lot of words like friend, wall, and profile that have new meanings today. We also talk about Googling topics and tweeting information. Nowadays, there are more words in English than before, and social media is partly responsible for that. Over to Max.
Thank you, Ruby. Secondly, we'd like to raise the point of spelling mistakes. Our feeling is that social media helps people to write correctly. For example, many people confuse the spelling of the words your, Y-O-U-R, and your, the contraction of you are. Friends on social media often comment on these mistakes, so users try not to make them again. It also encourages people to check their messages before they send them. To sum up, we don't believe that social media harms language. Our feeling is that new words and meanings and proofreading messages help to improve our language.
Thank you for that. Jack, would your team like to respond?
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with Ruby. In my opinion, social media does nothing to increase vocabulary. Users want to communicate as quickly as possible, so they don't take the time to think of the exact word they need. Instead, they use emojis and acronyms, which make their language simpler, not more sophisticated. I can't accept what you said about this, I'm afraid. Over to you, Mia.
Thanks. I'm not convinced by your point about mistakes. I don't feel that social media helps people write correctly. I'm very surprised by all the spelling mistakes I see on Facebook and Twitter, and I don't think the situation is getting any better. In my view, seeing things that are written badly makes other people write badly too.
Thank you, everyone. Now, who's going to respond to Jack's team?